You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
And here, in their natural habitat, we see the noble Darla. Notice as he lumbers towards his desk.
Is this movie another better day. Or is this movie better?
Oh, God, he can talk. Oh, I haven't narrated animals that can talk before.
Only in movies.
Okay. And over here we have the Gibbledang. As you can see, they are frightful creatures. They're constantly on guard from being arrested at the airport. Anyways, I'm your narrator, Gym Leader Nate. Welcome back to No Dumb Idea.
And what kind of habitat does Gym Leader Nate live in?
Ooh, in his own filth.
Ooh,
And I'm your narrator, surrounded by discarded soda pops.
That's his name?
And empty
my name
rappers.
Is surrounded by discarded soda pops.
Mm-hmm. 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 You know those new agey parents. They be naming their kids anything.
Yeah.
So, I'm discarded by soda pops. Welcome to No Dumb Idea.
I'm soda mom.
And we are a pop culture media podcast using games, improv, and other fun conversations in order to talk about our great loves and passions in the media world.
There you go.
We touched on this last episode, and, you know, I figured I wanted to stay relevant this week to what was happening,
Mega Man.
You know, in the media world. The media girl. So, we are going to be talking about Jurassic Park.
Oh my god.
Okay.
As a whole.
Can I veto this episode?
The entirety of the franchise.
Can we talk about Mega Man instead?
Veto this episode?
Yeah.
We just did an episode where the whole point was just talking about Mega Man.
No, we talked
about...
It
was the last episode we did.
Big Fat Kinda. Zombie Cock too. We didn't solely talk about Mega Man. Whatever, I guess.
I mean, we can't... Gibbledang, we talk about fat zombie cock so often.
Yeah,
I feel like we can't count that.
That's just like...
That's kind of like the... That's the format of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's notice.
Our names.
intros. Fat zombie cock.
Notice the main alpha game zombie in the forest leading the herd.
Well,
now, you might look down and notice this giant, just fat fucking Pringle Ken's cock swinging in between his legs.
Jeez, that one picture.
It's no surprise that the side of his thighs are bruised.
God, it's just a mushroom like stamp on either side of the thigh.
Yeah, every time I walk, it sounds like freaking doorbell knocking or
doorbell ringing. Ding dong.
Yeah.
Ding, doorbell ding, ringing. Ding 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 dong ding dong.
Okay,
we could talk about giant dinosaur cock. Why don't we do that?
Hey, there we go. They gotta be swinging meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
They gotta be, at least some of them. But to be entirely honest, we're not just talking about it. We're gonna be playing a game in order to spark some conversation.
Oh,
yeah, fun
to get us thinking about who really is involved in this franchise. Have y'all ever played? Have y'all ever played 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Oh, I mean, I know of it.
I think so.
Are we doing
you know
6
of it?
Degrees
you
of
know
T-Rexes?
Of that game? We're going to be playing Degrees to Dinosaurs.
Okay.
So.
That sounds like a fun
one. I'm going to be.
Masters.
Yeah, I'm going to be giving you some movies.
Okay.
And now, you're not limited to movies, as a note. even though I'll be giving you a movie, you're going to try and get to any of the Jurassic Park or Jurassic World movies.
Okay.
You just have to get to one of them from the movie I give you, and you can go through, you can make your connections through movies, you can make your connections through TV, you can make your connections through voiceovers and video games, you know, whatever, whatever media
I see.
You can find a connection in.
You gotta red so, yarn it, basically.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Easy. So, I used to play this game on Wikipedia. You do the Wikipedia game.
Oh, nice.
You open up Wikipedia, and you're like, oh, okay, I want to get to Mega Man. And then you just click on something on the front page that's like, oh, World War II Nazi Germany. And you're like, okay, now how do I work my way to Mega Man from here?
Mm-hmm. You know, the streamers were doing that for a little while. Yeah. They were doing...
Yeah, that's right.
I've been watching a lot of Taskmaster, and they did that as like a bit to like solve like a tie, like who can get from one thing to the other
in the
least
cool.
clicks.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So the idea here is, I'm gonna have the amount of links that I took to get from that movie to a Jurassic Park or Jurassic World movie. And your goal
to get less
as a team is to beat me and get less than me.
Okay. So I'm not working against
there Dalla. Are going to be a correct. You two aren't working against each other. You are working together to beat my score.
And do we know the score before or do we know?
You do not know. What you'll make your connections and then I will tell you if you were over how many I made or under how many I
and,
made.
And tied. Do we know the score before? Or?
Yes.
I'm going to make it up as I go. Just kidding.
I already did all my connections last night, and I have this all
prepped. If there's ties, what is that? Is that go to us, or is that just like a wash?
The tie. So the way it's going to work is basically like it's going to be golf rules. So you want You want a lower score than me.
Yeah.
So, basically, every time you finish, if you have a smaller amount than I do, then it's going to be, like, if you did it in 2 and I had it in 4, then you have another -2. So, now you're 2 under.
Yeah.
So, nice. We're going to keep track the whole time of how many under or over you are. And the goal is, at the end, you want to be under. So that overall, you made all these connections faster than I did.
And just like golf, this game is totally unethical and a waste of resources.
And we don't need to ask
any and just like golf, we'll be wearing funny pants.
Yeah.
And little pants.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, yarmulkes.
But I'm ready.
If you guys are totally lost, I'm probably going to be giving you some clues and hints and nudges.
Sure.
But... I think
with our history of knowing movies and Mega Man,
we'll
get there.
I feel like you guys
we'll get there.
Yeah, I feel like we know enough Mega Man for this.
And there's a dinosaur man. There you go, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go. Hey, Egypt man or King Pharaoh man is archaeologist?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and a really good guy, honestly. Really good guy.
Alan Grant.
Really good guy. He's like in pieces now and being carried around C-3PO Chewbacca's back style.
Pretty much.
It's okay. All right.
But yeah, let's get into
it. So the first one we're going to... Yeah, let's get into it. I want to start now and see how long it takes us because it might go really fast and I might have fucked up, but we'll find out.
We could just talk about Mega Man at the end if that works.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. So,
gosh.
Alright, our first one is going to be Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
The movie. I mean...
Yes. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves,
Can't we
the
just
movie.
Do MTG, like, direct there?
Oh, yeah.
So we could do the D&D movie, MTG cards,
D&D
and Jurassic Park cards.
To Jurassic Park.
So I should clarify. So you're looking for people that are involved in those things and credited for them. Maybe I didn't explain this well enough.
Not people.
So you're looking for people who were credited as having worked on those things, actor, director, writer, voiceover, anything.
But
you want people that connect these things together.
Are the DVD cards No, the guy who plays, it's already a one and done. The guy who plays
There's no actors in D&D, so unless you're thinking of a card maker or designer who was also involved in Dungeons & Dragons.
You mean
an MTG?
Okay, so in Honor Among Thieves, there's the, I think, cleric. I don't know if he's a cleric or whatever. It's the same dude in Detective Pikachu. He's trying to attune to the helmet. He's in one of the Jurassic Park movies.
Is he in one of the newer ones?
I think...
Like World?
Yeah, he's in Jurassic World, and I think it's... the second or third one or something?
He's probably Fallen Kingdom.
That's correct. Yep. He's in both the second and third one.
Ooh. Okay.
And
easy.
That is one connection faster than the one I had.
Yeah, baby!
Dungeons & Dragons. I had Dungeons & Dragons to Guardians of the Galaxy via Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, baby.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy... to Jurassic World via Chris Pratt.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Yeah, that's a pretty straight...
Hold on, Gibble, can you say that four or five more times?
Yeah.
We'll laugh eventually.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, not quite yet. Baby. Keep going. Yeah.
Maybe if you say get in my belly.
Yeah,
that one.
Baby.
Do the get in my belly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I got it. Yeah, baby.
There we go.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Get in my Mega Man.
Get in my baby. Right, so,
now these will start getting a little bit more difficult.
We'll see.
So
hopefully
our next movie is going to be, maybe for me, I don't know. For you guys, it might be real lickety split.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got the Justice Smith connection from Dungeons & Dragons to Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. So next is going to be The Hunger Games.
Okay.
The Hunger Games to Jurassic? Jurassic Clark?
Jurassic anything.
Now, is it the first Hunger Games movie?
Mm-hmm.
So just Hunger Games. All of them. Okay. In The Hunger Games? You got...
So there's PETA. Katniss Everdeen.
PETA, huh?
Seymour Hoffman.
Seymour Buzz.
Seeless Hoffman, unfortunately. RIP.
I want to say more, but yeah.
Donald Pleasance.
Oh yeah, he's in there, huh?
Elizabeth Banks.
I'm trying to think. I feel like that's something there.
What's his name? His name's Dominic something. It's a guy who played Blackheart, the guy with the fancy beard. I don't know what else he's in.
I don't know the name.
We just gotta keep going.
If it helps, if it helps, I built these starting at the Jurassic side.
And then you build
so I don't know if that would help at all to pick what actor you want to start on from the Jurassic side, but I don't know.
I don't know though too, because we don't know what Jurassic movie you're like, whether it's an older one or a newer one, you know.
But you can, you can connect to any of them.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be fair,
you make a better one.
Like, there's Scarlett Johansson. There's like fucking Jeff Goldblum.
There's some big names.
Alan Grant. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, see, no one... I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you right now, I made zero connections through Sam Neill. Just so you know. Yeah, absolutely. Dude, I'm sorry. Compared to everybody else who has been in these Jurassic movies, like, Sam Neill, like, it was hard to, like, find you some good stuff to, like, know. Really make good connections.
He made that commercial that was... That was like, if you don't eat meat, you're gay, or something like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an actual commercial. Cut to it.
I want to say there's like,
we'll find it.
Because he's in Omen 3, And I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, I didn't know that. Seymour Hoffman, he plays Damien in Omen 3. And I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised. Mm. There's like a straight connection there with like Seymour or Donald Pleasant. But I'm trying to think of like who's in that. Or Possession 2 is another one where I'm like, who's in that?
What if we, does it have to be the connection? Like, what if we manage to get to Jurassic World or Park that isn't the one that you think of?
I don't think that matters.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think
that's
it's fine. Just that any counts. Of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. You just have to, that's why it's called Degrees to Dinosaurs, because you just gotta hit, keep going until you dinosaurs. Hit dinosaurs.
Okay.
In any way. Okay. So.
Okay, so let's, okay. We're doing Hunger
Games. I'm looking into the final conflict.
Oh, thank you.
Just to double check and see if...
Because I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised there is like someone that's like a straight connect. But that's just a guess.
What other leads are there? Yeah, okay. No. I'm like, see, the director...
It's not so much that he hasn't done good stuff. It's just that the other people he has worked with...
Aren't big.
Haven't made good connections for me to go to stuff that's like really obvious.
No,
I try to keep it obvious.
I think he's big on Australia or New Zealand, whichever one he's... So it's like, maybe if we were in that realm of the media more so.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I was like, Katniss Everdeen was in X-Men, and then X-Men has... let me think if there's anyone that's like a straight one-to-one.
Well, okay, so we could go to Days of Future Past, because that's the biggest one. Because you also get Patrick Stewart, Hugh Jackman. Ian McKellen, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, and regular
Man. Oh, wait a minute,
Not so, Jacked Man.
Uh-huh.
Who's worked with Samuel L. Jackson?
A lot of people.
That's why. So if you go from Hunger Games, who has worked with Sam Jackson, you could jump straight to Jurassic Park 1. Mm-hmm.
He'll probably be the linchpin of a lot of these, actually, thinking about it now.
Who has worked
So there's a couple out here that straight up are, like, ruined.
Because of Sam Jackson.
Kind of like Sam Jackson. I think one is Sam Jackson. But there's a couple other ones where there's actors who, like, I didn't realize, like, make such a shorter connection. But that's kind of good. I kind of wanted those to still be there, so if you guys could find them.
I mean, shit, if there's any Willem Dafoe. He's another one that's been in a lot of things that you're like, oh, shit, with a lot of big actors. But I don't think he's in any of these.
Mm-hmm. Sam Jackson? Was there a Sam Neill, Sam Jackson joint?
Tale of Two Sams.
There we go.
Yes.
You got it.
Hunger Games.
How did we forget about Tale of Two Sams?
Which, we're connecting Jurassic Park to Jurassic Park in that way, because you're just doing Sam Neill and Sam Jackson.
So I'm going to give you guys a little nudge in the right direction.
Sure, probably take a little too long, but fine.
Jennifer Lawrence, to make the connection from Hunger Games to X-Men, is the first...
Like the step
is
you
the
did.
First connection I did.
That's easy.
I chose X-Men Apocalypse.
A cock on lips?
Yeah, I was like, is Olivia Munn?
Apocalypse.
The problem is I haven't seen any of the new Jurassic Park world since the like Fallen Kingdom or Dominion. So I'm like, shit, I don't know who's in those.
Like, well, outside of
like
a few people.
Yeah, Sam Neill, fucking brain. What's his face? The Fly?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
This is going to be a rough episode if you can't remember Jeff Goldblum's name.
I woke up, I'm like, I think I'm getting sick too. That's one thing I'm like worried about.
Excuses.
I slept wrong. I get you. Yeah.
Wait, okay.
I'm also just terrible at names.
My dog ate it.
My dog ate my brain. So I can't, thinking. What's his face?
Still looking up Sam Neill stuff.
No, I was gonna say, what's the guy? Oscar Isaac is in Apocalypse. Is he in any of the Fallen World or Fallen or Dominion? Okay.
Mm-mm. You might need another step.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, like, if we.
I feel like.
There's probably a closer.
I feel like there's a closer one that I'm not fucking, and it's through Sam Jackson. I swear to God.
Yeah.
What's
the? Bruce Willis.
So my second hint is my connection Wait. With this line was to the original Jurassic Park.
Is Jeremy Irons in Hunger Wait. Games?
I got it.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So Hunger Games, Katniss Everbeam, Passengers starring Katniss Everbeam and Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt to Jurassic Park.
Nice.
That's it.
I didn't know what the fuck Passengers that's... is. You got it.
I didn't think about Passengers at all. What that is a shorter connection.
No
than the
one did.
I, they,
that's
a
the
new
trick.
One.
No
it's
one.
It's a new one
about this.
Them not... waking up on a spaceship where they were all put in cryo sleep to like make like a 30-year journey to some planet or something.
Okay.
I don't remember how long, but like a up, really yeah. long journey.
Wake up early
and
fall in love.
Chris Pratt wakes up and then wakes her up.
Hey, wake up!
Wake up! I'm
it's me, Mario.
It's me, Mario.
Mario?
Yeah, it's a me, a Mario.
Hi, I'm Mario.
It's me, a Mario. An early 2000s R&B rapper.
So, my connections was Jennifer Lawrence via Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games to X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
Apocalypse to The Last Jedi via Oscar Isaac.
Okay, so that was
and then The Last Jedi to Jurassic Park via Laura Dern.
Oh, that's okay. right. Laura Dern's in fucking... What the fuck? That's right.
She's in, she's like,
Aldo
all of them.
Or something?
Like,
I was like, I did not know she was... That's funny, because I was thinking of Laura Dern.
Admiral Haldo.
Yeah,
I was thinking Laura Dern, but I couldn't herself. Figure out... Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
So, you... Okay. Gibbledang made this connection, though, in one less connection than I did. So, you guys are now at -2.
Nice.
So, you're now two... for one for last one and one for this one. You're now two under my par.
Nice. Nice. You're already almost like 30 minutes in, too.
Now you just got to keep up that lead.
Yeah.
Easy.
All right. So our next movie is Zoolander.
David Bowie. Wilson.
Oh, shit. There is David Bowie. I didn't even think about that, actually.
Billy Zane.
Wait, that's crazy.
Is Billy Zane in Jurassic?
Yeah.
Any of the Jurassics?
Oh, wait. Well, I don't know if he's in that. Not that I know of.
Not that I know of. No.
If it is, it's like one of the newest
Sting,
ones, but I doubt
Sting
that.
Is Sting in any of the Jurassic? What about Seal? Fabio? Are they in the Jurassic?
Yeah, they're in the soundtrack, actually. Kiss Like a Rose. It's from Jurassic Park. I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Kiss from a Rose.
No, Chris, Kiss Like a Rose. Kiss Like a Rose.
Kiss Like a Rose. Yeah, it's when the dinosaurs, like, you know, get close.
Glenn Close.
There is...
Damn, I forgot how many things Billy Zane's done.
The Phantom.
You know, his
best movie.
Well-known.
Yes. Which, actually, I'm like, shit, who's in The Phantom? Like, actually, that might not be a bad...
No, just Billy Zane.
I just ran it. Yeah, I ran it.
He's the only one in that movie?
There's no one?
Listed actors, one, Billy Zane.
Well, don't worry, we'll green screen some, like, we'll CGI some enemies for you. Just start kicking and punching in the jungle.
Yeah, modern day movies be like.
Honestly, yeah. It's the first of its kind. Anyway, Zoolander, okay.
I assume Zoolander, not Tulander?
Zoolander, not Tulander.
Okay.
There's a lot of options, you know?
Yeah. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, Ben himself, you know, you got Will Ferrell. Like... Will Ferrell.
Yeah, now the problem is, like, trying to think of Jurassic...
I'm Buddy the Elf, and I got a big old hat.
I was gonna say, yeah, I know Zoolander. No problem.
Yeah, I think just trying to figure out which Jurassic Park to try to go through. I mean, Sam. All right,
then I'll give you guys a hint. I connected this personally to Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, I know.
And
you did. Okay.
And specific.
I don't want to lock this in, but Mystery Men, and then the Shoveler is the guy from Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah,
whoa, I didn't think about that.
Oh, it's okay.
That's crazy.
That's yeah, that fucked so up. I totally didn't even think about it.
Okay.
I mean, can you think of his name?
What's his name?
Oh, William H. Macy.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Lungard from Fargo.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, that's crazy. So that's only, that's a literally two.
Yeah, two connections. Yeah,
two connections. I did this in 4 or 5.
Oh, no shit. What did you do?
I didn't think about that. So I went Zoolander to Madagascar via Ben Stiller. Madagascar to Gotham via Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh my god.
You went the long way.
Yeah, that's a long way around.
I kind of, there's a lot of things I purposefully took the long way. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. But yeah, and then Jada, Gotham, yeah.
Gotham to Shameless via Cameron Monaghan.
And then
Shameless to Jurassic Park 3 William H. Macy.
Yeah, Macy.
Nice.
That's so funny.
All right. That was a good one. Wow, so you guys are...
I got one. Yay.
4 under par now. Dala coming in with the real cut.
Well, that was a bump set and then spike, though.
Yeah, it's okay. I had to give one hint, but...
All right, well, give me another. Right. Another smash poke Pikachu on the floor.
Next one. Yep, right. It's going to be Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
I mean, we could do the Avengers with Sam Smith.
Sam Smith.
Samuel Jackson. Yeah, Sam Smith. Maybe yeah. Samuel Jackson through Avengers and then straight to Jurassic Park 1.
Well, is he in? No, Nick Fury's in second one.
No, no, but I'm saying like it's a two connection.
Oh, wait, no. I don't know if you want to try to do it smaller. You got Marissa Tomei.
Are you trying to do it in one Gibbled Egg?
I think so. That's what I'm like. Trying. If you can, like, why not?
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, there's a taxi guy in the background who was actually the dinosaur in Lost World Jurassic Park. He was, you know.
I mean, honestly, yeah. Dala did already. I mean, you all did already make the connection faster than I did.
Well,
yeah.
I'm wondering if because you got Michael Keaton to. No, yeah, I think.
I think that's probably one of the quicker ones.
I think that might be the fastest.
Like, unless it's like some guy in the background or like a director of photography or some shit, you know. But
say
I'm not counting that either.
One more time, Dala.
The one I did the connection. Yeah. Oh, just Spider-Man to Avengers, Avengers to Jurassic Park 1, Sam Jackson. Like Iron Man, Tony Stark to Avengers, and then RDJ, and then Sam Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Samuel L. Jackson one that I realized undercut mine.
Oh,
like,
did
really
you?
Badly.
What did you do?
So I did a whole long ass one.
Oh my god.
So
nice.
I did Spider-Man Homecoming to Solo, A Star Wars Story via Donald Glover.
Because why not, you know? Why not?
Why not? Solo, A Star Wars Story to Game of Thrones via Emilia Clarke.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones to The Mandalorian via Pedro Pascal. And
jeez.
The Mandalorian to Jurassic World via Bryce Dallas Howard.
It's funny.
I guess if we don't...
You could have gone
because she directed for Mandalorian
from Solo, Emilia Clarke to Secret Invasion with Sam Jackson to Jurassic Park.
Oh, true. It's a Jurassic Park. Sam Jackson like fucks me.
Really? Yeah. Also, if we're ever stuck Gibbleding, we just got to think of what Star Wars movie has like could work in the middle.
Star Wars and Marvel, those two things. If you can get to one. It's an absolute spider web.
No, I think that's why this Jurassic Park one works too. It's another relatively big franchise that it's like, you know, any of these big blockbusters.
So let's see. That's you're 6 under.
Jeez,
now.
Nice. All right, we could just cruise the rest of this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, y'all are looking good, looking just fine.
Thank you.
Now let's try to do the longest one we can.
Oh, fuck it.
There you go.
Let's see.
We'll do that at the end. I have another one where I'll tell you right now. It's just we're going to be working together at the end.
That last one. You haven't even, you're still working on it. You haven't solved it.
Ooh.
It's like pie.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. You guessed it. So basically, okay. It's I'm going to be, at the end when we're all done, I'm going to be getting random movies from a random generator. We're going to have to try and see if there is a connection from the random movie.
Just wait until it's like Casablanca, 1940.
Hey.
That probably connects
it's possible.
Quicker than we think.
Especially when you can remember directors, too.
Oh, do we do directors?
You can get there.
Okay.
Yeah, the last connection was because of Bryce Dallas Howard directing Mandalorian.
Look at my cat tree. That shit's about to... it's bent about to teeter. So fucking much.
You gotta stop sitting in that, dude. That's for cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you're perched up there all day, like, being like, I'm Batman.
Like, I'm Catman. Right, like,
we get it.
Well?
I'm Catman. Adam West. Okay, so our next movie is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
The first one, I assume?
Yes, the first one.
So we got James Marsden. Mm-hmm. He's in Jury Duty.
He's the one.
Great show.
He's the one I used. I used James Marsden.
I mean, you could do that to X-Men. Jim Carrey.
Oh,
why didn't Jim one. Carrey? Yeah, fucking, he's there. I mean, I feel like Jim Carrey's probably like a best bet. Connect him to Batman.
Jim Carrey
or Marston, I guess, because he did X-Men probably.
When is the other lead from Truman Show in Jurassic Park?
What's the guy's name? Do you know? Or like, what's he been in?
No, his fake wife.
Oh.
I don't remember who it is. I'm assuming I can't Google. So.
Who was that? I'm looking everything up for y'all.
Thanks.
I can't think of her being in anything.
What's her name?
It was Laura Linney.
Laura Linney, okay. Probably not like a direct connection, at least.
Yeah.
What about Pet Detective Ace Ventura? That's got to be something. Let's see.
Are there a lot of connections though?
I was goofing. Anytime I get to talk about Pet Detective, I'll bring it up.
Gotta.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ben Schwartz.
Literally.
I mean, I'm gonna think of the James Marsden
Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
To
okay, Ben Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz to Parks and Rec to Chris Pratt to
yeah.
I totally forgot shows we can do.
So this was another ruiner that I found later that I realized ruined mine. Yeah, where I made a whole long one and then just Parks and Rec jumped it immediately.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, fuck, shit happens.
So now you guys are
8 under.
9 under.
9, nice. What was yours? Because
I made that one in 5 connections.
Hell yeah.
So mine was Sonic the Hedgehog to X-Men The Last Stand via James Marsden.
Oh, okay.
X-Men The Last Stand to Return of the King via Viggo Mortensen. Or sorry, Ian McKellen.
I was like,
Viggo is my next one.
Ian McKellen. Back to X-Men because I realized I made a mistake, so that was an additional unnecessary.
Yeah.
So, X-Men to Return of the King from Ian McKellen. Return of the King to A History of Violence via Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
And A History of Violence to The Fly via the director David Cronenberg. And then The Fly to Lost World Jurassic Park.
Oh, yes. Fucking Goldblum.
For Jeffy Goldblum.
Yeah. Ian Malcolm. Ian Malcolm.
Yeah. That's why I think I got Ian.
It's like Jeff Goldblum, another one being like, the whole time as I was making this, being like, man, if people could just connect everything through the Avengers to Samuel Jackson and then to Thor with Jeff Goldblum, I'm like, fucked.
Gib, if you want to do like the longest one, what we should do is we should be like, okay, like, I don't know, like Elijah Wood to Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, okay, and then that one up into Two Towers, and then that one to Return of the King, and then that one too.
Oh, yeah, I'll just go through every movie ever made.
Just to make it longer.
Okay, our next one. I'm just kind of thinking about things. It's like, I don't know how easy this one is. God damn it.
You just remembered or thought of something.
I just thought of another shorter one. All right. The Dark Knight.
Okay. You have David Dimashi. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Them.
Polka Dot?
Yeah. Polka Dot Man.
Polka Dot Man.
David Dastmalchi.
Dimashi. He's in that.
Or you could do...
He's the crazy guy.
Christian Bell to Thor, Thor 2, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh. Okay. Well, Chris Pratt. No, Chris Pratt is also. Isn't Chris Pratt in 3? In Thor Thor Love and Thunder?
Oh. Because
at the beginning, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So you could just do Chris Pratt to Lost World.
Yeah.
So you could do, like, was it 2? Is that just 2?
2.
Yeah.
Chris that Pratt. That's the one, baby. I fucked up. That was, it's like, a me, a Mario.
God, this sucks. Everything is so ruined.
Yeah.
And you get Marvel and, like...
Looks like we're talking about Mega Man later.
We're gonna have
time to do the random movie. Mm-hmm.
Degrees to Mega Man.
Yeah, degrees from Mega Man to Jurassic Park.
Honestly, there might be something.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
That'll be the backup if we run out of time. Or not time, but you know what,
like,
I mean?
Yeah, look at some voices for Mega Man. See what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I had done The Dark Knight to Now You See Me, Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
Now You See Me to 21 Jump Street, Dave Franco.
Okay.
21 Jump Street to Deadpool and Wolverine, Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And Deadpool and Wolverine to Detective Pikachu, Ryan Reynolds. And then Detective Pikachu to Jurassic World via Justice Smith.
I always forget that Danny DeVito didn't do the voice of Pikachu. Because I haven't seen that movie.
He did not.
Unfortunately.
I wish.
That's why I didn't see it. Boycott.
It was Ryan Reynolds. And I'm going to be honest.
Probably not bad, I'm sure.
Still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't have Reynolds fatigue yet, so.
I don't know if I... Yeah. I'm indifferent.
I feel like I'm over his presence.
I the only thing I see him
not
in
like
is
in like a
bull ad, so that's why I'm like, I'm indifferent in that regard.
Well, I think because also especially on Reddit, everybody was like never shutting up about the whole Blake Lively thing, and I just like didn't care. I just didn't want to hear about him anymore or about Blake Lively.
Well, I don't know if you want to talk, but I don't know what is, like.
It was a whole defamation lawsuit. Blake Lively and this other director, and
I don't care.
Also sexual harassment to.
I'm on Blake Lively's side.
What?
You can...
I'm on her side.
I would be too.
Yeah, support all women.
Yeah, and the director and stuff wrote basically hired a bunch of bought a bunch.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars on a smear campaign against her.
Yeah, he spent a bunch of money to literally get bots to post about post negative things about.
That's weird.
Her, like, everywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
So, like...
People are weird. Rich people are really weird.
Rich people are weird. Almost inhuman. Yeah. Anyways.
Give me another movie.
Our next movie is Minecraft.
Mm. Chicken Jockey to... No, I'm just kidding.
Chicken Jockey. Yeah. A lot of movies. Good credits.
Jack Black to Mario as Bowser, and then Chris Pratt from Mario to Jurassic World.
God damn it. I can't.
It is impossible. I don't know if I'm going to lock that in.
There might be a quicker one. Let's see.
Yeah. I was like, go ahead. Give it a... I'll think too. What was it? It was Minecraft. That's right. Jason Momoa. Again, Chris Pratt. God damn, dude. Yeah, that's what. It's funny how it's like. Oh, I was expecting Sam
Crispy
Jackson.
Rat is ruining my whole game.
You could put like a rule in, no more Chris Pratt. But I mean, what's fun in that?
Well, no, I want you guys to have the opportunity to win. That's the point.
I don't think that's a problem. Or I don't know how many more you have of these. I guess too, but like, I don't think that'll be a problem.
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think. I really feel like there is another one.
I don't know. The only people
between Minecraft and like Jurassic Park?
Like there's a quicker one.
I mean, I don't know. Like, unless Jason Momoa was in one. Because it would need to be a direct one, right? Like, at this, it should be quicker.
Let me see if there's...
Because I'm like, I don't know if there's
anybody I did not consider.
Kingdom. Or, I guess, I don't... Like, the newest one, I don't know if that counts, too. I mean, there's Scarlett Johansson's in that. I don't know who the...
Mahershala Ali.
Although, I will say, I'm pretty excited for the new one. I've been hearing it's, like, a little leaning more towards, like, the horror aspect. Like the first one again.
Yeah. So I'm like, I might not be down to watch it, because it's a water movie. And I'm fucking... That shit stresses me out. It's supposed to be, like 50%,
water.
In the water. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I've never heard of that being, like, a... At least not for you. I've never heard of that being a thing. Yeah.
Gibbledang has thalassophobia.
You've never, fuck, what's that one movie? Damn.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it, you're almost there, boat, you're almost there.
And there's, like, Leviathan, and it was gonna be a prequel to King Kong.
Thalassophobia.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Poseidon Attack.
Alright, so our next movie...
Wait, yeah, what was yours? What was your Minecraft?
Oh, yeah, mine was long as fuck, so... And honestly, I made a lot of these long because I was like, I wanted to do them long on purpose because I thought I was like giving you guys more of a chance, but as it turns out, you didn't need the grace.
Once you figured out the Chris Pratt hack.
Yeah, literally. And Sam Jackson. And okay, so mine was Minecraft to Kung Fu Panda, Jack Black.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda to Kill Bill, Lucy Liu.
Okay.
Kill Bill to Pulp Fiction, Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction to Avengers, Sam Jackson. This is just for fun because I knew I could go straight to Jurassic, but I wanted to specifically connect to Rebirth, Avengers to Rebirth,
okay,
with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Because I also challenged myself to hit every single movie.
Yeah,
at least once.
I guess that's another way you can make this harder, is like give us the movie we're targeting towards, so it's like we have to.
That's true. You know what?
Let's do it.
That's what we're gonna do. Yeah. All right. For our next four questions, our contestants will have to connect to the specific Jurassic movie that I give them.
Perfect.
So in this case, you will be connecting Hellboy
to
Lost World Jurassic Park.
The second one, okay.
Which Hellboy?
Oh, yeah, true.
The Guillermo? Original, not the original live action one.
So Guillermo, like 2006.
Yeah, whatever. Guillermo del Toro's. Yeah.
Okay. So, we have Ron Perlman. We've got David Hyde Pierce.
Jeffrey Kandor. He's a comedian. The bald dude. Mm-hmm. He was in Arrested Development.
In Jurassic World. You said Lost World, right? The second one?
The second one, Lost World.
Okay. There's Goldblum, Vince Vaughn. There's the guy from Alien 3 that I don't know his name, but that's the only other movie I know him from. No. It's like a bald guy. Good actor. It's the only thing I've seen him in are those two movies.
What was the starting point again? What movie?
Hellboy.
What's Vince the name of the lady in Lost World? Okay, Ron Perlman, Alien 4, Alien 4, Alien 3, Alien 3, Lost World, technically. But I don't remember the actor's name, the bald guy. He's the villain, or one of the, like, poachers in Lost World. He's bald, as I mentioned. And then Alien 3, he's one of the prisoners that's there that helps Sigourney Weaver. Like I said, I've only seen him in those two movies, so I don't know how big of an actor he is. Sopranos and a bunch of other shit.
He's a bald guy.
Yeah, look up Lost World. He's like the villain, one of the villains. He's like one of the main poachers.
Pete Rosalthwaite?
Probably. That sounds Australian, and I feel like he does look Australian as shit.
Let me see. Oh, the bald guy.
Yeah, he's in Alien 3, and then you can connect Alien 3 from Alien 4 through Ron Perlman and Sigourney Weaver, or I guess, and then Ron Perlman from 4 to Hellboy.
Richard Schiff?
Do you mind if I look it up? Because I could probably find it quicker.
Yeah, go for it.
The guy I'm looking for.
You know what you're looking for. I know what I'm looking for.
Your money's not good here.
Did Guillermo del Toro direct Sam Jackson?
I'm sorry?
What?
Did Guillermo del Toro direct Sam Jackson in anything?
Oh. I don't know.
It's Pete Postlewaite. He's in... Sorry, he's the guy I was talking about.
Okay, so it was Pete. Okay.
Yeah. He's in Alien 3 as well. So, I mean, if we want... I think, what is that? Three connections?
So, it would be Hellboy to Alien 4. Alien 4 to Alien 3. Because those have someone that's the same.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney's in both?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
Hogs Alien 3 is where...
or whatever his name is.
Wait. And how'd you get to Alien 4?
Ron Perlman.
Oh.
Hellboy, the titular Hellboy. You don't remember the scene where Hellboy comes out and he's like, we gotta squash some bugs. And he's like, uses his hooves to kill some xenomorphs.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so that's a connection in 3, and that is still one less than the connections that I had. Yeah. So, I had Hellboy to Teen Titans, Ron Perlman.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
As a Slade.
Mm-hmm.
Who from there? Oh my god.
Teen Titans to Loki, Tara Strong.
Okay.
Loki the TV show.
Loki. Pretty good.
Loki. And then Loki to Wedding Crashers.
Vince Vaughn.
Owen Wilson. And then Wedding Crashers to Jurassic. Yeah, to Lost World via Vince Vaughn.
That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. I like this challenge. It just makes it a little
so good tougher. Job. You guys are still one under.
Yeah, baby. You're BB.
Well, technically now you're
10 under.
11 under.
Yeah.
Or 10. 10 mm-hmm. under total. Sheesh. All right. Our next challenge is going to be going from the TV show Invincible to Jurassic World. The first Jurassic World.
Okay. Invincible. I'm like, who's the voice actors in that? Isn't Steven Yeun? He's one, right?
Steven Yeun, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Seth Rogen, which would be an easy one. Simmons, Seth Rogen, right? Super Mario, to Chris Pratt.
God damn, no Chris Pratt!
Yeah!
No Chris Pratt!
Dude, you better put Chris Pratt on the thumbnail of this bitch.
Oh my god. It's just Chris Pratt as a spider.
Thumbs up or some shit.
Oh my god.
Love it.
Everything's ruined by Chris Pratt, that fucker.
Nice. Good one.
And because, oh god, that's so annoying. Okay, so I had Invincible to Zack and Miri Make a Porno, Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
Zack and Miri Make a Porno to Power Rangers, Elizabeth Banks.
Of course, Power Rangers.
Power Rangers to Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston.
Okay.
Breaking Bad to The Book of Henry, Dean Norris.
The Book of Eli.
And then The Book of Henry to Jurassic World because they're both directed by Colin Trevorrow.
Nice. You just wanted to talk about The Book of Henry.
I did. I wanted to make a Book of Henry reference. I did.
And goal Power achieved. Rangers. That's fine.
I wanted to mention Power Rangers again, too.
Oh, a bunch of these connections straight up are because I just wanted to mention the movie's name and be like, hee 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 hee.
They exist.
I did it. Yeah. I made it through Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Our next challenge from movie to movie. Can you go from Master of Disguise to the original Jurassic Park?
Okay. Dana Carvey. You do...
I want to be the master of disguise. I want to be the master of disguise.
Turtle.
Yes, we've seen it.
I'm like, who's any of the other characters in Master of Disguise, actually?
I'll give you a hint. Doesn't matter.
There's... Okay, so Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey to something.
His
World.
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who his dad is.
Oh.
His dad is like that old... He's got like the... I don't know. I could be mistaking him for someone else. Dana Carvey. Honestly, you could go Dana Carvey, Saturday Night Live, Chris Pratt.
No, Saturday Night Live doesn't count. Saturday Night Live is off the table.
You got this, you got that.
Because everyone's been on Saturday Night Live.
I guess, yeah.
You could say literally any name and just like, if they're entertainment, go to Saturday Night Live. They were a guest.
And then what?
Dana Carvey.
Was the starting
Wayne's World.
But to which movie again?
Wow, you're going to the original Jurassic Park.
Austin Powers. Just so we could be like, your baby. Let me make you Randy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. They actually probably, I feel like Nate probably did do an Austin Powers just for the fucking joke of it. But.
I'll tell the story after we're done.
Okay, all right. Because I'm like, Austin Powers has like a decently, like, Tom Cruise is in Austin Powers.
That was my exact thought process too.
Yeah, Will Ferrell does brown face in the first one.
Oh yeah, he does. He does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he plays Mustafa.
Yeah. Okay. Master of Disguise, you got Dana Carvey.
Yeah. I mean the best I could think is Wayne's World.
Dana Carvey to Wayne's World. Are there any big celebrities? Or Wayne's in World 2.
I mean, Mike Myers. There's probably a band in there.
Rob Lowe.
Oh.
Oh, Rob Lowe, he Parks and Recs, and then Chris Pratt.
There you go.
And,
yeah. Sure. Shit, you're just like, put us out of our misery. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who does he play in Wayne's World?
That's actually funny enough. That's the one I found later, not the one I you did had, actually I, when I made
I
it.
I don't want to do that one. I'll try to find something else.
Fine.
Actually, you can't. Remember, you have to go to Jurassic Park with this one. You have to hit the original Jurassic Park.
Well, I'm trying to think, is there anyone in Jurassic Park that's a legacy character? I mean, I guess we could go to the Fallen World and then go all the way back with Sam Neill.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
Just go work our way through Jurassic Park to get...
Jurassic Park to Jurassic World via Laura Dern, and then you can go there back to using Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Let's see, Sam Jackson. That's going to be the perfect one for him. I mean, isn't there like a buddy cop... I feel like there's got to be a buddy comedy, like buddy cop comedy with... Dana Carvey and Sam Jackson.
I was even thinking Wayne Knight.
Oh,
from
Seinfeld.
Newman. Yeah.
Seinfeld. Seinfeld. Who trying to do Dana
Mike
Carvey?
Myers, was he ever on Seinfeld?
He was the soup Nazi. No, I'm just kidding. No.
That's right.
I'm trying to think. Jerry, gotta go to Jurassic Park. Oh, I left the door open, Jerry.
Jerry, I got this dinosaur egg from Jurassic Park, Jerry. I'm gonna raise it, Jerry. I'm gonna raise it. But you can't raise it.
I will say, if you can't make the connection, then I get to add the amount of connections that I made.
This
as
new rule.
As points
oh,
back.
Off.
This new rule.
I'm trying to...
I mean... We could do the connection that I made too with like or that like you started and for no yeah all you had to do is we do the one with Chris Pratt up into Fallen Kingdom or whatever one that has one of the characters from the first Jurassic Park, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you did Parks and Rec to we just do Parks and Rec, Fallen Kingdom, Jurassic Park 1. Like
who's in the movie Rat Race? Can I look up the cast of Rat Race?
Mr. Bean?
No.
There's a bunch of people in that one.
Who's in Rat Race?
Whole point is that you're not supposed to look it up.
There's a bunch of people in that movie, though, to be fair.
I swear
Laura
to
Dern's
God.
In there.
Yeah.
Wait, who's in Rat Race, though?
Who's in Rat Race? Trying to...
I'll look it up.
Either Kramer or Wayne Knight.
I think Wayne Knight, I could see him doing that.
Wayne Knight. But if, like, Dana Carvey or anyone else happens to be in that movie, true, that'd be
Austin
nuts.
Powers himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Whoopi Goldberg's in it. Does that help?
No.
Yeah, I was like, nah.
Well, is she in Jurassic Park?
I guess if she's in Wayne's World, or Wayne's World 2, maybe even.
Seth Green is in that movie. Is in Rat Race.
Okay. Well, now we're cooking.
He's also in Austin Powers.
Yeah, that's why it's Wayne Knight. Is Wayne Knight in
Rat Race?
Rat Race?
I don't see Wayne Knight on the cast list.
Okay.
Is it Kramer that's in it?
Michael Richardson. Oh, wait. Oh, no, wait,
I don't see either of them. I don't see either of them in top cast.
I was thinking Transylvania.
I see John Lovitz.
There's Transylvania 566, which has Goldblum. I almost keep saying Ian. Has Goldblum, and it has Richardson. So if we could get to Seinfeld somehow, or Richardson from Dana Carvey, we
Michael
can connect
Richards?
Transylvania. Sorry. Michael Richard.
Or would you like to submit the Jurassic World workaround?
We could probably do better, but... I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not up... It's for the sake of time, maybe.
Yeah, we gotta be done at noon, so... Let's say... So, the one that you were saying before was Jurassic Park 2... Or, sorry, Master of Disguise 2...
What was it?
Wayne's World.
It was... How did you get to Parks and Rec again? Gibbledane from Master Disguise.
Rob Lowe's in it.
Wayne.
That's right.
Rob
okay.
Lowe is in
so
Wayne's. Is
Wayne's
in
World.
Wayne's World.
That's what it was. Okay.
So Master Disguise to Wayne's World. Dana Carvey. Wayne's World to Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. Rob Lowe.
Then
Parks and Rec to Fallen Kingdom
and the Jurassic Park.
And then
through, like, Laura Dern
Fallen or... Kingdom to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So that'd be four. And so with your four. Let's see. One, two, three, four. I think I also had four, so I think we tied on this one. So I did Master of Disguise to Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Wayne's World to Dreamgirls.
Oh, dude, what the hell that is?
Yeah, Eddie. Or sorry. Wayne's World. Wait, did I miss something here? Where's my middle movie?
All right, so we did it in one less than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Oh, Shrek. There it is.
Oh, okay.
So you did it one less than me, because I had Shrek. Wayne's World to Shrek.
Swing to Shrek.
Via Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Then Shrek to Dreamgirls via Eddie Murphy. Dreamgirls to Mulan. Or sorry, Shrek. Yeah. Using also Eddie Murphy. So I guess it could have just gone straight to Mulan. So Shrek to Mulan.
Uh-huh. And then Mulan.
And then Mulan to Jurassic Park via B.D. Wong.
Oh, I didn't know he was in it.
So I'm trying to see how quick I could do this one.
Which one? The Rat Race?
Yeah.
Or Master of Disguise?
No, Master of Disguise.
Master of Disguise.
Because the Dylan and Cole Sprouse are in this. I didn't even fucking know that. That's so funny.
I don't think they're as helpful as you think they are.
I also keep forgetting. I mean, to be
Big Daddy, all you gotta Adam do is, Sandler.
You just gotta get to a Spielberg movie, actually, thinking about it. So, has Dana Carvey ever been in a Spielberg movie?
Fucking doubt it, dude.
I know, I'm like, I doubt it.
You know, Dana Carvey, the Spielberg actor. Like,
he's in all of it. He's like Wes Anderson and Owen Wilson, you know? It's like the combo there.
Yeah. I was gonna say, B.D. Wong is so interesting. He was Shang, the general, the love interest.
Mulan. I hear it now too. Funny enough.
And then it's interesting because he is in every single Jurassic Park anything.
Oh,
I'm talking every single movie.
Yeah,
I'm talking every video game. Like
in the car, he's in the I have his MTG card.
I swear to God, Dr. Wu, the character Dr. Wu,
mm-hmm.
is like, he's like the actual like face of Jurassic Park at this point. Because he's like the only one who's been in like literally everything Jurassic Park related.
Is he like in pictures or something of like 2 and 3? Or is it like, how's he in those? Like,
he's in the picture.
No, he's just in it.
But like,
no, like the, they, there's like cutaways. Yeah, there's cutaways to him as a doctor and like everything.
Huh.
There's like, it's either like,
I didn't have to rewatch him.
It's just like brief scenes or like, oh no, in three, I believe it's video recordings. So you're right. It's like pictures.
Okay.
It's video recordings. And then like, but yeah, they use him and then he's in all the Jurassic Worlds. They used him for all of
those.
Yeah,
I know. Because he came back.
He's the connecting factor. Like, he's, like, plot-wise, his character is why Jurassic World happened. Is because he took his research with him as the main DNA researcher from Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, all connected to him.
Yeah, all right. That's, I'm like, I have to rewatch. I, like, those are, I'm sure there's scenes that are, like, blink and you'll miss it. For 2 and 3, at least, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, yeah.
Okay. Our next challenge.
So Dana
Barbie.
Dana Carvey was in
to Jurassic World Rebirth. We're moving on, Gibble.
I know, but he was in Halloween too.
Who? Beauty Wong?
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
Oh, like the Rob Zombie one?
No, the old one. The original.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Anyway, sorry. What was it? Barbie to
Rebirth. This is Barbie.
Okay.
To Rebirth, the new one.
All right. We have Oppenheimer. No, I'm just kidding. Just watched the wrong movie.
Yeah, just because it's on the same date.
What else is Greta Gerwig directed?
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird. Okay.
With I think I'm having a stroke.
It's funny because you keep. Your internet's cutting out,
I think
too.
Gibbledeck's having a stroke. Oh my god.
You're having, like, a stroke, and there's, like, internet issues. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like, I don't care. It's Sasha, Saoirse Ronan. It, like, whatever.
That's not going to be helpful, I can guarantee you. I mean, unless you know what she's been in, but she... okay, Barbie, we have...
I think I definitely made a connection through Shasha Shana or whatever.
Yeah, so what they just said.
Yeah. I'm still not sure.
You got Shang-Chi. You got Doctor Who. You got Ryan Gosling. You got, who else is in it? John Cena.
In which one? A Barbie?
Oh, John Cena. Yeah.
Yeah.
John Cena's in Barbie.
I mean, there's like a lot of DC stuff, like Suicide Squad. Margot Robbie.
What was the movie again?
Peacemaker. Barbie to Rebirth. You're
connecting this to Rebirth, to the newest one.
The problem is I only know ScarJo in it. I don't know if there's anyone else. I don't know anyone else. Top of mind.
I will say the Rebirth actor that I connected this to is one that Gibbledang has already mentioned today.
Scarlett
Johansson. Okay. Like, I assume it's not ScarJo.
It's not ScarJo.
Okay. Because, like, I feel like you would have mentioned that. Quick, name every actor. Michael Richards. I'm just kidding. No. He makes his film debut. Sorry. In that.
I keep forgetting what the original movie starting point Barbie. Was.
Barbie.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have a lot. I mean, Marvel Rivals. We have... Ken Ryan Gosling. I'm trying to think if like
they... Did you say Marvel Rivals? Yeah. I just caught that. That's so funny.
Yeah, like what?
That's good. I'm trying to think like who. I mean, my problem, like, again, the only actor I know off the top of mind that's been that's going to be in Rebirth is ScarJo. Do you know who's in the...
ScarJo.
Gibbledang named one earlier.
One of the actors from Wicked. So anything going back to Wicked. And then Mahershala Ali.
Okay.
Which, that's an easy one.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Easy might be good.
What?
What'd you say? Gibbledink said that's the easy. Gibbledink said that's the easy one, and I was like, easy.
Yeah, I was like, do the easy one.
Like, I need to eat because I keep forgetting what the fuck the first one was.
Barbie.
Okay. Barbie.
Yes, Barbie.
Barbie.
Is he in any Marvels?
He's in Predator. And yeah,
in a way, he is in a Marvel.
Yeah, he was in Eternals, the after credits Blade voice or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. That's not even the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that could count, right?
So Barbie, is there a jumping point from Barbie to Eternals?
Eternals. That's what I'm trying to think. I'm like, who? I'm trying to remember all the Kens. I mean, there's like John Cena and Gosling and. But I don't think any of them are.
I mean, you could do the Shang-Chi, so it'd be the actor who plays Shang-Chi into Shang-Chi into.
The problem is he hasn't really appeared in any Marvel stuff outside of Shang-Chi. What's his name? Ben Kingsley, I guess, is in that one to get
Shang-Chi. Like, oh, he is.
Yeah, he's in there. Shang-Chi. So then you can get to Iron Man 2. And then from there, we can kind of go wherever, kind of. Through RDJ. What are we trying to get? Trying to get to Eternals.
Oh, wait, no.
Trying to get to Rebirth.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I got it. Ryan Gosling, Place Beyond the Pines, my favorite movie, with Mahershala Ali and Mahershala Ali, Rebirth.
See, I've not seen that, so that's what I'm like.
Whoa. I have never heard of that movie. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh,
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Yep.
Place Beyond the Pines?
Don't look it up. It doesn't. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't exist. Just kidding. Okay, cool. So, yeah, so I was like, that one was just all you. Nice. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good job.
You get the big boy star.
That's crazy. So, anyways, here's my long ass one. Jesus Christ. I went Barbie to Suicide Squad, Margot Robbie.
Marvel Rivals.
Suicide Squad to Squad. Creed.
Okay.
Because of Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's King Shark in Suicide Squad and Rocky. And he's Rocky in Creed. Yeah. Creed to Sinners, Michael B. Jordan. Sinners to Into the Spider-Verse, Hailee Steinfeld. And then Into the Spider-Verse to Rebirth via Mahershala Ali.
Who's he in Into the Spider-Verse?
Uncle Aaron.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
He's Prowler.
Yeah, all these voice actors are throwing me off. I keep forgetting about them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, so... I have two Uncle Aarons on this list. I had him and I had Donald Glover in Homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
All right. Last one. Let's see if you can just fucking cut through it.
Yeah. That was minus 20.
That's crazy. Like and it's like, I kind of expected that to happen because you guys know more about movies than I do. Sure. So I was kind of hoping that was going to be the result. So this is going great.
It's fun. All
right. Even with the extra challenge too. So our final one, this challenge is, so I'm making a, I'm going to put in a no Sam Jackson addendum here.
Make it harder.
No Sam Jackson. Sure. Go from True Grit to the original Jurassic Park.
And we're talking about the, like, Coen brothers True Grit, right?
There's more than one True Grit?
Yep. It's a remake,
yeah,
I believe.
Well, I'm talking about the remake for sure. Oh, the new
okay.
one.
Okay. Yeah.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Hailee Steinfeld. Yeah.
Wait, which one? Which Jurassic Park are we going to?
Original.
She's in that too.
Yeah.
She's in True Grit. Yeah. Oh,
that's
cool.
Like her.
We
first.
Could also do the Coen brothers, because that's
that was her entrance, was being the little girl in True Grit.
Let's see.
Yeah, Coen brothers.
Coen brothers. I feel like because they've directed quite a few people. We're trying to do JP1.
(Clears throat)
So this is it. This one's a little bit of my path that I took is very interesting.
And you said no Sam Jackson, right, in this one?
No Sam Jackson.
I don't want to accidentally get to Sam and be like, oh shit, I messed up.
And the starting point again was True Grit.
True Grit to the original Jurassic Park.
So, like, can we get from True Grit to Punisher? Warzone.
Warzone? Yeah. Who are you trying to get to? Or just in general? Or like...
Ray Stevenson?
Wayne Knight. Was he in Rat Race?
No,
I'm just
kidding. No, but he was.
Are you really?
Wayne Knight was
in Punisher. I guess the JP. Yeah, yeah.
Wayne Knight was in Punisher. He's like the tech dude or whatever.
Yeah, Micro.
Micro.
Ah, yeah. Interesting. I will be honest, I also used Wayne Knight as my connection to the original Jurassic Park.
Been waiting for this.
I mean, I don't know if this is one that counts, but so True Grit, Coen Brothers to Fargo, Fargo, William H. Macy to Jurassic Park 3 to Sam Neill to Sam Neill.
I mean,
that's one of them.
I think
you could
make it tighter.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm like, that's my suggestion so far.
That but, I say that does count. I mean, I didn't. Yeah. I should have thought ahead and like made a rule that like, oh, you can't go between Jurassic films.
But, sure, yeah, that's why. I'm like, there might be another way to.
But that's a good one.
That's like the best I can do right now. But let me think of more.
What else was in was Jeff Bridges?
I will say that already beats mine.
Jeff Bridges was an Iron Man. Sam Jackson was an Iron Man, but we can't do that.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it makes it tougher.
By the time I got to this one, I realized the Sam Jackson thing too, and I still
That's
was like,
you were like, "Nah,
it's fine, whatever." But I should have. It's like, it was like I already had made the whole thing, and I was like, "Whatever."
No, yeah, no, it's fun. I mean, I think even just like collaboratively wise, like I'm
the name of this game is now going to be called No Sam Jackson.
John, so but, John, but yes, Chris Pratt or Steve Buscemi were in Big Lebowski.
Okay.
Can that jump to the OG Jurassic Park?
Not based on them.
Trying to think. You can get there in a long way.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't want to do like BD1.
You guys already, you already did a way that's shorter than mine. So it's like, let me just give it to you, because.
Yeah, why not? Let's get it.
Yeah. You already beat me. Be honest. You already beat me.
Yeah,
so you went from Jurassic Park to Jurassic Park 3 via, let's say,
Fargo.
Sam Neill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then Jurassic Park 3 to Fargo.
Coen Brothers.
Fargo
to True Grit.
True Grit. So three connections. I did mine in like 5. So I went True Grit to The Big Lebowski. Jeff Bridges.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big Lebowski to Emperor's New Groove.
Okay, John Goodman.
Excuse me, John Goodman, yeah. Emperor's New Groove to The Bee Movie, Patrick Warburton.
Bee
Movie to Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld. And then Seinfeld to Jurassic Park through Wayne Knight.
Nice. Perfect. That's a good one.
All right, so we have run out of time. We're not going to be able to do the our do it together. Mm-hmm. You guys thoroughly stomped me at this game.
It's all good. That's the fun of it.
But that's okay. That just means when I return to this game, I'm going to make it harder. And it's going to be about something that circumvents Samuel L. Jackson and Chris Pratt somehow.
I'm going to do video games or some other fucking media.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just like out anything else.
Just like
shit. I hate that. It's like they're just in everything.
I'm surprised we didn't.
They just worked with everything.
Well, and I was like, I'm surprised we haven't done any Danny Trejo, because he's done like 300 movie credits or something. I mean, granted, half of them are like student films, but still. So he's been in a ton as well.
Y'all got any plugs?
I'm looking through how to get, as I limp
back to my pile of discarded cups and lick my wounds from being thoroughly defeated.
I mean, I'll just plug, you know, you can follow me on Instagram at dadala.art on Instagram. You know, I've been posting a lot about, like, you know, art every now and then, but definitely a lot about what's going on in the world. And then, you know, make sure you're following No Dumb Idea. Anywhere you get podcasts, like, comment, subscribe, share, helps us out.
Likey, commie, subby. Yeah.
What about you guys?
That all sounded different.
Oh, yeah. Anyways. Sorry, I'm looking through. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck. I'm playing my own version of this game.
I'm trying to do everything in one.
Yeah, I'm also just... I'm barely realizing that David Attenborough is fucking Richard Attenborough's brother, obviously, from Jurassic Park.
Oh. That makes sense. Yeah. I remember seeing Richard Attenborough's last name and being like, who else is Attenborough? That sounds familiar. Duh, David Attenborough.
That's, I was like, wait, is that why you're doing the reference at first? But no, that's crazy. What else? What else? Jeff Goldblum. What else was Jeff Goldblum? I want to give a shout out to Jeff Goldblum's filmography.
Why not Wayne Knight?
Ultimately resulting in being best known for by the most current generation at from Marvel's. He's a Marvel.
Ooh. We could have done Basic Instinct for Wayne Knight.
Ooh, somehow, yeah, that's true.
Oh, he's in that?
Yeah, yeah. That and then Space Jam. Those are the two. Yeah.
Space Jam, true.
Oh, Toy Story, too.
Damn. Space Jam, Michael Jordan, then Space Jam to...
Oh, he's in Rat Race.
Sinners, because they both star Michael Jordan.
All right, let's get to... Why don't we give a shout out? Let's work through the shout outs.
Wayne
Knight. And now
shout out to Wayne Knight.
Who is in Rat Race.
Yeah. Who's in Rat Race?
Who's not in Rat Race?
He's in it. Shout out to Zach.
I couldn't find him.
He's there. Yeah, he came up.
Shout out to Mahershala Ali.
Shout out to Mahershala Ali.
Dana Carvey. Shout out to Master of Disguise. Yeah. Become another person. Shout out to fucking Jurassic Park movies being prolific and dinosaurs never going away.
Prolapse.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.